When we decided on grief and the holidays for this deep dive, it really got me thinking. We talk about holiday stress so much, like the usual stuff. But holiday heartbreak, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, it's something so many people experience, but it doesn't get talked about as much. It's like everyone's supposed to be jolly and joyful, but what about when you're just not?
Exactly. And it's interesting, this isn't even just about feeling sad, right? Like Dr. Brenner's article, Coping with Grief During the Holidays. He really digs into this. He was saying it's almost like the holidays are this, like, I don't know, magnifying glass. All the different stages of grief, they just become so much more intense.
It's wild, right? He uses this metaphor of a wave, which I thought was really interesting. Like, you can think you're in a calmer period with your grief, like you're moving through it. And then the holidays hit, bam! It's like this wave of anger, denial, bargaining. All those complex emotions you thought you dealt with come crashing back.
And as if that wasn't tough enough, everyone around you seems to be having a blast.
The ultimate disconnect.
Totally. It's like that, that classic image of the empty chair at the dinner table. You're trying to be present to focus on who S there. But it's this unavoidable reminder of who's missing. Did you relate to that at all when you were going through the research?
It really struck a chord with me and made me think about this one holiday season. It was actually the first one after my uncle passed away. He was the one. He always made the best pecan pie. And just seeing that pie dish empty on the counter, it brought back this wave of grief I was not
Right.
prepared for.
It's always the little things,
They
they sneak up on you.
really do.
But I think what's so crucial and what Dr. Brenner really emphasizes is there's no right way to feel during the holidays. Some people, they want to keep every single tradition exactly the same. And then others, they need a total reset, like hit the refresh button.
And both of those responses are completely valid. It all comes back to honoring your own needs in that moment, giving yourself permission to grieve in a way that feels authentic to you. And that actually, I think, leads perfectly into the strategies that Dr. Brenner outlines. I like how he doesn't just describe the problem, he gives you actual steps you can take.
Okay, so let's dive into that. What's the first thing people should be aware of?
I think one of the most important takeaways for me was about boundaries. Because the holidays, they come with all this pressure, right? You have to be on, you have to be sociable, festive, all of that. But when you're grieving, you might not have the capacity for it.
Oh, tell me about it. It's like when someone's like, come on, just one holiday party, it'll cheer you up. And inside you're like, if I hear one more jingle bell.
Exactly. And it's so awkward because you don't want to seem like you're letting people down or being a Grinch. But setting boundaries is really about self-preservation. Dr. Brenner actually uses this phrase, give yourself the gift of saying no.
Ooh, I love that. Because it really is the gift. You're essentially saying, my well-being matters. Right now, I need to make that a priority. Saying no can be so hard. How do you even start that conversation? Especially with family, you know?
For me, it's about honesty. Being upfront about it, but also being kind. You don't have to go into a whole explanation about your grief, just something like, I'm taking things day by day right now, so I might not be up for big gatherings. Would it be all right if I maybe came to something smaller or we did something a bit quieter this year?
Yeah.
And it's okay to give yourself permission to change your mind too
Like
sometimes.
100%. Grief isn't exactly known for being like predictable and following a straight line,
Flow
right?
it all.
You could wake up one morning and feel like, hey, a party sounds kind of fun. And then the next day, you're back to wanting to build a blanket fort and just hide out.
Exactly. It's so important to be flexible and honor those shifts.
Totally. And speaking of tricky things to navigate, we were talking about traditions earlier. Man, those can be like minefields during the holidays, especially when they're so closely tied to the person you've lost.
It's true.
It's like every ornament on the tree, every carol you hear, every single dish, they can bring back so many memories, good and bad. So how do you even begin to deal with that? Do you try to just power through it, or do you have to like completely erase everything?
Dr. Brenner actually suggests kind of a middle path, which I thought was interesting. He's not saying to completely ditch traditions altogether. Instead, he says to try looking at each one individually. Ask yourself, does this tradition bring me comfort, or is it just bringing up a lot of pain right now?
So it's more about curating the experience to fit where you're at emotionally.
Yeah, exactly. Like maybe your family always went caroling together, and this year it just feels too hard. So instead, you donate to a music charity in your loved one's memory. You're still honoring the essence of the tradition, but in a way that feels manageable for you in that moment.
I love that. It's like you get to choose your own adventure through the holidays. And Dr. Brenner also talks about the idea of creating new traditions, right?
He does. He says, creating new rituals can be a really powerful way to acknowledge the changes in your life, but still find a way to celebrate.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be anything elaborate either. It could be as simple as lighting a candle every evening in memory of your loved one, or maybe volunteering at a local soup kitchen.
I remember reading about this one woman after her grandmother passed away. She started this tradition of writing down things she was grateful for, and she would tie those little notes to their Christmas tree.
Oh.
It was her way of keeping her grandmother's memory alive, but also finding something positive to focus on.
That's beautiful. It's about seeking out those little glimmers of light, you know, finding those moments of connection, even in the midst of grief.
And speaking of connection, I think when you're grieving, especially around the holidays, it's so easy to isolate yourself.
Yeah.
Like everyone else is in their snow globe of cheer, and you're in this little bubble of sadness.
Yeah, and that isolation just makes the grief feel so much heavier. That's why Dr. Brenner really emphasizes leaning on your support system during this time, whether that's friends, family, a therapist. Talking to someone can make such a difference.
You know, it's funny. We always hear talk about your feelings, but when you're actually grieving, sometimes you don't even know where to begin.
You don't have to overthink it. It doesn't have to be a structured therapy session. Just calling up a friend and saying, hey, I'm having a really rough day. Can I just vent for a minute? Or, hey, do you mind if I come over? I just need to be around someone. Sometimes just having another presence there can be so comforting.
It's true. Sometimes you just need that space to just be, you know, to not have to put on a brave face or have all the answers. But what about for those times when talking, even to a close friend, it's not enough? What are some other things people can try? What's still left in Dr. Brenner's toolbox here?
Well, this is where I think self-care comes in. And I don't mean like face masks and bubble baths, although, hey, those have their place too.
Right. Gotta love a good face mask.
But Dr. Brenner's really talking about going deeper. It's about nourishing your mind, your body, your spirit during a time when it's so easy to neglect those things.
So true. So let's get practical. What does that actually look like for someone who's grieving during the holidays? Give us the like real life stuff.
Honestly, sometimes the simplest things can be the most powerful. Like, don't underestimate just getting outside, even a short walk, just to get some fresh air. It can make a world of difference.
Yeah, there's something about being in nature, even when it's cold out.
Right.
It's like hitting the reset button on your whole system. And I'm guessing exercise in any form is probably also a good thing.
Definitely. And it doesn't have to be some crazy intense workout either. Even gentle yoga, a bike ride, or just putting on your favorite music and dancing around your living room. Those endorphins, they really do help.
They do. I'm also thinking about mindfulness practices. We hear about meditation so much these days. Do you have any tips for someone who's like, yeah, that sounds great, but I can barely clear the dishes off the table, let alone my mind?
You know, you don't have to be a Zen master or anything to get something out of it. There's this one breathing exercise Dr. Brenner mentions. It's called the 4-7-8 breath. Have you heard of it?
I think so. Remind me.
It's super simple. You breathe in for a count of 4, hold it for 7, and then exhale slowly for 8.
Okay, see, I'm already feeling calmer just hearing you say those numbers. It's crazy how such a small thing could be so grounding. And I think that's kind of the overarching message here, right?
Yeah.
That even when you're in the midst of all the holiday chaos, all the grief, you can find these little moments of peace.
Exactly. It's about being intentional about creating those moments, about finding those practices, those connections that nourish you and allow you to move through your grief in a way that feels authentic.
And remembering that it's okay to not be like merry and bright every second of every day. It's okay to let yourself feel what you're feeling. Honor those needs and ask for help when you need it.
Beautifully said. And you know, as we kind of wrap up this deep dive, I keep coming back to this one thing Dr. Brenner said. It really stuck with me. He said, grief is not a sign of weakness, nor a suggestion of failure. It is the price of love.
That's such a powerful way to put it. And I think it's a perfect note to end on. Grief, it's a testament to the love we've shared. And finding ways to navigate it, especially during a time like the holidays, it's a way to honor that love.
Yeah.
So to anyone listening out there who's grieving this holiday season, just know that you're not alone and it's okay to not be okay.
One day at a time.
One day, 1 hour, one breath at a time. And hey, maybe even try a slice of pecan pie, you know, in honor of our resident expert here.
Right.
Until next time.